The City Nature Challenge, an annual global community science competition to document urban biodiversity through amateur photography and the iNaturalist mobile app, gets underway this Friday. Last year, Prague ranked 40th out of some 159 cities, with nature lovers in the Czech capital documenting nearly 1,000 species of flora and fauna. Brian Kennedy has more.
Among those taking part in and promoting the four-day event is Charles University biologist and professional photographer Petr Jan Juračka, who says he has long used the iNaturalist app to help identify species in the field.
As I'm usually in the nature with my kids, they are still asking, what's this plant and what's this species? So I use the application mostly for the basic identification. I can make some better determination than the special determination keys which I have in my phone. Basic and general determination is very simple and very, very fast.
Last year in Prague, the top five most observed species in the City Nature Challenge were all sitting ducks, so to speak, and more precisely, plants. The common lilac, greater celandine, shepherd's purse, white dead nettle, and garlic mustard. The top five observed fauna in the Czech capital were all birds, the mallard, rock pigeon, common wood pigeon, and Eurasian moorhen, the exception being the delightful seven-spotted lady beetle.
For me, the most observed species are the birds. It's not a big surprise, as the birding, our observation of the birds is very popular, not only in Europe, but everywhere all over the world, probably because they're beautiful and they are singing, so people like them. I think that it's pretty clear that people are taking the pictures with the big cameras, not on the iPhone, but with the big cameras, the DSLR and telelens, and then they upload the pictures to the application, which helps them to make some basic determination. They can easily find the species in the books.
Last year, Prague contestants also documented the odd koipu, that's a huge rodent, also known as a nutria, along with grey herons, Spanish slugs, Eurasian coots, ring-necked pheasants, greater beef flies, and common redstarts, whose name seemed to belie their presence in this particular neck of the woods. The list goes on, which is precisely the point. The main aim of the City Nature Challenge is to make people more aware of the huge variety of flora and fauna in their cities, and more inclined to help preserve wildlife habitats. Still, the contest and rivalry itself can be fun, says Charles University biologist Petr Jan Juračka.
I'd be very happy if there would be some competition between Brno and Prague, because for me it would be fun to see that battle. But I'm a little bit afraid that most of the people will try to be at home because of coronavirus. But it would be sad, because I think it's still allowed to go to the nature in the cities and the parks.
This year, more than 200 municipalities from around the world are due to take part in the City Nature Challenge. Anyone can take part, though all observations must be recorded between the 24th and 27th of April. Local competition could be fierce. Last year's top participant in Prague recorded 199 plant and animal species in just 4 days.